Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
I think the real question here is, do you think that there should be some privacy when you're married? Or because you're married, there is no such thing as privacy? And the reason I bring this up, I guess there was a church event in Seattle called Porn and Pastries.
Sounds fantastic.
Tells the church. Church. No porn was shown, but pastries were served. Mm. It was an all-women event. 300 women showed up to this church, mostly in their 20s and 30s, and they paid $10 each to attend. Now, what was it about? Well, they were there to learn about what to do when a woman finds out her boyfriend has been secretly spending a lot of time looking at porn.
Mm. Huh.
And the porn and pastries were part of an anti-porn weekend at this church in Seattle. Says, among those attending was a 31-year-old Seattle woman whose husband told her a year ago, after 5 years of marriage, that he was looking at porn. And he decided to tell her, because it's the Christian thing to do, is tell your wife. Stupid. Her reaction was, ew, gross. Us women. Us women.
Us women.
We don't understand it. Although I'm not surprised. I know many men look at porn, but that gives them unrealistic expectations. People in those movies are all done up, look great, and say yes to everything.
So, yes, it's true. Everyone looks good.
Porn. They don't always look good.
Well, no.
They're always done up.
And most of them are saying no.
I think bad lighting and zitty asses, but I'm still watching it.
Well, you watching amateur porn?
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's the best
kind. YouPorn.com.
Mm.
That's why at this particular household, with this lady, says their home computer now has software that monitors its web history. And if a porn site is detected, a report is sent to the wife.
Dun, dun, dun.
As well as to a friend who's helping them out.
What's that mean?
Why
well,
is it friend?
It's kind of like the sponsor for the couple. It's like, you know, if you feel like you know, we're helping you out, we're if you're having problems with the porn again, you can call me and I'll be the third party mediator type of thing. And so now, if you look at porn, not only does your wife get a red flag from you, somebody else. It's a red flag, and if it's a church thing, porn and pastries, anti-porn movement, I think there is some level of privacy when you're married. You have to have that. You have to have your own thing, because then you don't want to lose your identity. I know the two become one, but I hate that. I really do. I mean, I think that's a metaphor where, yeah, we're one unit now. We're one company. It's two companies merged together as one company, but we have a couple of people running different business,
right.
You know, different sections.
It's
I'm not
poetry.
Micromanaging everybody. I'm not micromanaging my wife. She's not micromanaging me. I manage myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if my management skills wants me to go look at porn because I need to for some whatever reason, I'm not cheating on
it's
her.
It's good for company morale.
If I need that to get turned on because this lady in Seattle has let herself go and her reaction is, ew, gross, then we're not on the same page when it comes to you know, sexuality in our marriage after 5 years. I need this. You're not going to be cool about it. You're taking it to the church meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got to tell somebody else that I'm into porno.
I don't like that sharing of the information if I screw up. That I don't like at all. Because now this other person, this helper or whatever, wants to keep her from blabbing. Oh, did you know Frank still has that? That's a very, very private part of my life. I don't think it should be shared with it. If I have an issue.
Is this in the name of the site that you looked at? Or is this like, okay,
oh,
somebody's online looking at porn, or is it?
So it doesn't stop you from going to the site. It just rats on you later?
It's just rats on, yeah, just
that
monitors.
Like
it's like a parental control type thing.
Huge invasion of privacy because it's not illegal to do this. It is legal as adult to go look at porn, just like it's legal to pick up a copy of Penthouse. And if you have an issue, woman.
But this is a moral issue, law. This is, ew.
If you have an issue with it, then maybe these women should stop and realize a lot of these marriages might have ended if he didn't have that outlet. If she has let herself go, if she's ugly, if she's not as nearly as sexually desirable as she was years ago.
Or she's just not into sex at all and just doesn't have sex with him anymore.
Maybe they got kids and she's busy and worn out. Legitimate reasons for maybe not having as much sex as when you got married when you were 21 years old and had energy. Well, guess what? If he wasn't able to go home and look at porn late at night and pleasure himself looking at the screen, he'd be out finding some chick down at the bar or some hooker.
I think
maybe it's saving your marriage.
The ooh factor. Look, in a perfect scenario, you both have a great sex life and all is well. I don't think I would be upset if I found out somebody I was with was looking at porn
online.
You
would, too.
Well,
you're so
in my young...
Like,
no.
I'm here and I give it up whenever you want to, and I never say no. What do you need that for?
Okay, we might have that discussion. But then when I find... I think the ooh factor is, if it's just... regular old all-American, you know, porn. It doesn't bother you.
But what is that? Well, that's just... individual basis, what all-American porn is.
Yeah, I just think, you know, it's...
I think we can all agree on German porn. That's just sick.
Right. That's a little scary.
And there's beheadings
in... scary.
Certain types as well.
But I think...
Really? You watched beheading porn?
Well... Who hasn't? I thought everyone... never mind. I like
no wonder you don't want people to get red flagged if you're looking at porn again.
Middle Eastern porn?
Beheadings and porn do sound very similar.
I know. Jeez, Heidi.
I was just playing along with your sick what if. Don't throw me under there. No, but I think the ooh thing comes in when you see what they've looked at, and that's when you go, oh my God.
All right, but the women...
Who am I with? But if it's just regular.
But the women in the porn, if they look better than you, the fat, ugly housewife... Look, I'm a fat, ugly housewife myself.
Then do something about that.
Okay, but maybe she's tried and she can't. Maybe she's working.
Oh, I hate that.
She's trying.
Excuse, you tried.
But she's older now. She's in her 40s.
No excuse.
But you know what? The woman on the porn looks better than you'll ever...
He's hot.
Well, he's still doing his... He said he's still sexually active. He's in his, what, 90s?
It's the juicer.
Ooh, now there's an ooh. Well, why is the woman jealous of something she can never achieve again? The woman should be threatened by
she
the next door neighbor who's like her that she might lose the man too if they have an affair. But as long as he's able to look at hot 21-year-old co-ed sweet young things online or the magazine, she's probably going to still have her husband.
It doesn't mean we want to marry that girl.
Right. It's just sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'd like to do her. But we don't want to marry her.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to do with feelings.
It's a fantasy.
But who's to say we're not going to go down to the porn rally and get autographs.
No.
And who's to say he doesn't think of you, the wife, at the appropriate moment?
Maybe God, you're so stupid.
Maybe I'm just, that's what I was telling you. Honey, I think of you at the end.
That's your lie. Yeah. That's a good one.
I have a photo of you on the desk, and I put that out at the last minute. I put you up there.
But I think that would be the big issue. If it's, you know.
You just have her head, and you scotch tape it to the screen wherever her head is.
Really, honey, I do. I swear.
He put out a little post-it.
Went through a roll of tape last week.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. Want to come out with a software where you download your picture, ladies.
Like Jib Jab?
Whatever. Yeah, like Jib Jab. I knew it wasn't going to make it. I knew it wasn't.
Oh, but it's jokes for four.
It's jokes for somebody. Yeah, this is for the four of us.
But if you, if you Jib Jab or paste your wife's head on there the way she looks today,
if she's got
Candy Crowley head.
Oh, okay, fine. She gets to pick the photo, and then that head just hovers around wherever the female in the
It's a little odd that your wife chose her wedding photo, so now you're banging a naked woman in a bridal veil. Hey, that's the picture she picked.
Mind you, when you loved her.
Yeah.
But she won't have the same face the woman had in the porno picture. You know, there's that sex face, and there's bridal photo face.
They're able to do that little, huh?
Like the Monty Python mouth? Okay.
Yeah.
The little Monty Python mouth.
Just keep her in that one expression. That's the expression most guys like, anyway. Oh.
I wish a giant foot would come down and squash you right about now. 888-520-9710 is our number. Hello, Willie in Riverside.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Willie.
Hey, I was checking my email one day, and I clicked on Amy's phone really fast.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on the other bank. We're going to try the right bank, so to speak. Okay, Willie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I was checking my email, and I clicked on this link, and what happened, it led me to one of these sites. So I clicked on another, like, clicking and clicking led me to this, you know, porn site, and I didn't usually, like, I'll erase or whatever. And I didn't erase, and I just minimized it, left it on the bottom of my computer. My wife got home, she was checking her bank statement, and she pressed the back arrow. And it showed where I was
your
at.
Your spank bank.
Yeah. Mm. So it showed where I was at, and she called. She gave me a text. She's like, oh, well, I found out what you were doing today on the internet. And I was, like, afraid to call her on my break at work. bracing myself for what was going to happen.
Moral of the story is never just minimize your porn.
You got to X that out.
X out.
No, well, you have to delete the history. You have to do everything.
Maybe with this, you know, banking crisis, she thought that was her statement.
You're effed.
Yeah. So,
you getting effed in the A.
Oh.
I got screwed for looking at other people getting screwed, you know?
That's funny. Thanks, Willie.
Here's a sick story. A Tallahassee woman buys meat at a grocery store and is shocked to find a prophylactic surprise inside.
Easy for you.
No, tell me about the hide of it.
Oh, God.
How did they get in the meat, though?
Rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, she bought the meat from IGA.
Mm. Independent Grocers Association.
IGA.
That's what we used to call it.
Big in the Midwest.
Yeah.
IGA.
Mm-hmm.
Says she never expected a condom embedded in her container of packed pig's feet.
Oh.
Disgusted and in disbelief, she called family over to get a second and third opinion. Is that a rubber in my pig's feet?
Why the third opinion? You know what it is, and someone else. Oh, no, I'm not quite sure. Let's get a third person.
Well, what else could it be?
That's pretty much
a balloon?
No. I guess it could be a balloon, but it also could be a latex glove.
Oh, like a thumb.
They're preparing them down at the butcher shop, and I think they prepare them locally there, that maybe they cut off a piece of a rubber glove.
Right.
They said no. They said this glove was too big and had different textures. And the object was too big to be a finger hole of a glove. So it was an obvious condom. So that the ring would match your condom. It's that big around.
If you're buying a jar of pig's feet, you deserve to find something weird in there.
Right.
You know, pickled pig's feet is not exactly the Harvard crowd eating it. Mm. So, hey, you buy that, you deserve it.
Somebody was getting porked.
Mm.
I had to.
Sick.
I apologize, but I had to.
No, you really had to, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another sick story. If you're on a plane, would you rather have seven people vomiting around you?
Okay.
Or a skunk that's not pissed off yet or scared?
Is there a third option, like seven lords a-leaping?
No, the seven people are vomiting.
Oh.
The skunk's just there.
Skunk's on a plane.
And you don't want to piss it off because you're in a closed environment.
How's a skunk get on a plane? How does that happen?
Oh, I think I know this one.
I'll take the pukers.
That's what some people got.
I'll take the skunk.
United Airlines jet on a flight from Boston to Los Angeles made an unscheduled stop in Chicago when several passengers became ill. The illnesses aboard Flight 167 led the pilot to divert the aircraft. Now, they had to stop in O'Hare because the smell overtook the entire cabin of seven people vomiting. I guess it was a tour group of 40. They must have all went to eat at the same restaurant. Some people got food poisoning.
Ugh.
And seven people are just, you know, heaving in their airline bags.
Sick bags. Yeah.
And the smell was so incredibly strong inside that it caused a chain reaction of everyone started getting ill.
Yeah.
I mean, I say the skunk because the skunk hasn't gone yet, but you're in a trapped environment. So with seven people vomiting, that smell of vomit.
Seems like
you're in a plane and you're trapped. You cannot escape. You can't roll the window down.
Mm.
Even if you turn the little fan on, twist it on high, it's just blowing high
puke air
into your face.
You could breathe through the pillow.
Oh, yeah. I want to stick my face in that pillow.
Oh, you're right. Seems like there was an X-Files, or I've seen this on a show sometime.
Breathe through the seat cushion.
Oh, it's worse. Where the one person was in fact ill, but by the time the plane landed, there were several people sick because it was, as Frank said, the chain reaction. And if you just smell vomit, you want to vomit then, right?
Yeah, some people will. It's
So all it takes is one sicko.
Or you're watching people vomit.
By the way, not that I've ever had to use one, thank God, but those sick bags, if you've ever opened them up, they're tiny. I mean, think about when you're sick. You're going to fill that narrow bag.
You don't really puke that much unless you've been drinking.
Yeah, but when you do go, Frank, it the opening needs to be bigger. It's not big enough for your whole head to go in there.
You know when you've got your head in the toilet?
It's implying you're going to go neatly in one little direction. It's the size of a small popcorn bag.
It's over your nose and mouth.
But if you're really going a lot, you've had food poisoning puke, you're going to need...
I'm going to need two bags.
And the bags, I could fill a bag with my first yak. What if it's a second or third yak?
They need to be like big Ralph's grocery bags, big.
Have you ever puked in a parking lot when it's just been food and not beer?
Oh, well, no.
It's not that much.
Oh, I don't know.
It's an illusion of a lot because you puke in a toilet. It looks like a lot.
Seems
but
like
it's not.
A lot.
It's not, really.
Really?
It's not that much.
Huh. What you're saying, just a food puke is different than a beer puke? Like a whiskey?
Yeah. Beer puke's a lot of puke. Food puke, not that much.
But why not make the bags bigger just in case?
Right, like a grocery bag.
Maybe there's space you won't use, but it's there if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Hummer.
Right.
You don't need all that space, but it's there in case you do.
And it's nice to
have. To make the puke bag as small as possible makes no sense. What if you're wrong? What if they misjudge the amount of stuff in your stomach?
What if they just give you a Dixie cup size?
888-520-9710 is our number. Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Frosty?
What's up, Tony?
not much. Hey, I always had a question for Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're talking about the, you know, you've got a, you know, girl and you've got porn, watching porn or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, if a guy is married to a woman, they've been married for some years or whatever, and maybe she did put on a couple pounds, maybe she didn't, you know, but one thing for sure that I know from as far, well, I can't say from my own experience, but from other guys, sex plummet. So if sex is going to plummet, then why should she care if you're looking at porn or not? If you're not, like, cheating, if you're not going out and bringing another girl in, or you're not trying, you're not, you know, she's not catching you with girls' numbers in your pocket, or, you know, something like that. Like, you know, she should be happy that porn is taking care of the job.
I agree. I mean, I agree. I think where women have a problem with it, Tony, is when you are, I think, as the wife or the girlfriend, I think we do have a great sex life. We have a lot of sex. You seem to be satisfied. Then I think that's when women go, I don't get, are you not happy? We're having sex, yet you're still looking at porn. So I think that's when a woman goes into an insecure mode because she thinks, well, am I not doing
this
enough for you?
Like Frosty, in the sense that Frosty being invited to a party.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty's only going to bitch if you have the party and never invite him.
Right.
He's not going to go. He wants the opportunity to turn you down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's exactly what women do with porn and sex. It's like if we're not having sex because you always turn me down or you're always tired, you're always doing this, and I end up in my office on you porn.
Right.
And you catch me and you're pissed off because the insecurity. Well, you're there. I didn't even offer to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if I did offer? Well, I'd say no because I'm tired. I got a headache.
Well,
that's why I didn't even offer.
Well, then in those.
So don't get pissed. You weren't invited to the porn party.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I think when women have to let go and say, look, you know, I understand that I'm not giving it to you. My appetite's not as big
but
as yours.
But when he stops asking. When he even stops, you know, getting rejected,
mm-hmm. right?
That's when you get upset, even though you're going to reject him anyway. That's exactly Frosty
yeah.
and parties.
If the guy's sex drive, you nailed that. Good analogy, Frank. If the guy's sex drive is pretty much the same, but the woman's sex drive has gone down because she is, in fact, tired. Maybe legitimately she's worn out.
I don't believe there's no legitimate tired.
Well, if she's raised the kids. I mean,
sorry.
Middle age, you don't have as much energy anyway.
Maybe, I'm more important than the kids.
Maybe she actually is doing good wifely things. She did, in fact, do the laundry and scrub the kitchen floor and mopped and got the kids who were screaming all day. Maybe
and
she
got
in
one
fact,
more job to do.
And she worked and she's worn Man. Out. But your sex drive is the same. Hers isn't. In that case, you should be grateful you're not leaving to find your sex outlet. You're getting it in on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
She should be grateful for that. She shouldn't be threatened by that.
So I guess as a guy, you're just always supposed to say, hey, you wanna? And she goes, no.
Then
I'm going downstairs.
Hey, you wanna?
Well,
and she's like, you never, like, do anything for
well,
me.
Well, whatever.
What if you wanna?
Well, whatever works for her. I didn't want to go. Everyone's
well,
different.
Eventually it's going to be, hey, you wanna? Because we know a no's coming.
Right, so why put all this work into it?
We're just throwing that out there so we can, like with Frosty.
Mm.
All right, hey, you want to go out this weekend? No. Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
At least we maintained by asking him.
Yeah.
But we're
going
to have the party anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could reword it. Honey, you're probably too tired to have sex, aren't you? I got some porn here. I don't want to, like, make you.
Well, what do you want? Do you want me or do you want the porn?
Oh, no, see, I'm getting all testy in tone. I was doing you a favor by asking.
No,
you're doing me a favor.
I'm asking you
answer
first.
Answer the question.
But what was the question?
Do you want me or the porn?
Well, I want you, but you're tired. So as I said, if you're too tired
oh, really?
For his sex.
Oh, so now you're telling me what I am.
You.
Did I tell you I was tired?
Honey, I'm asking you if you're too tired for sex. I've got some porn standing by right here. But hurry, because it's by the hour, and I'm already
oh,
five,
so hurry. Oh, so
five
hurry.
Minutes in.
Okay.
But
hurry,
I'm
so
giving you the chance first. If you're too tired,
okay,
I understand.
Okay, let's go.
Oh.
Come
you
on.
Do want, oh. But I already paid for the porn.
See,
the porn's what I really want because she looks
well,
much
Well, come on. Let's just, come on, animal.
It's
come
like
on.
She's saying, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, darn it. Well, then can I do porn later when you're asleep?
Too late to cancel.
Slippery slope of that one.
Yeah, she says yes and you're pissed. That's when she has a legitimate beef.
Right.
We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This 97.1 FM Talk.
You can talk on the FM Talk by calling 888-520-9710. Porn! Porn! Hello, Steve in Bellflower.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, well, the idea about porn, I think it's kind of, you know, I've we all have our problems, but I think it can be a selfish act. I don't know if you guys heard about that rat experiment where they offered them some sort of drug and they just hit this button and they got it more and more often. Pretty soon they rejected food and everything else. They just went for the, I don't know, this nicotine or whatever. But porn, doesn't that sort of just lend you to going cheap on the sex? You don't have to even work for it anymore. You just get sort of a sex fattened, you know.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So when you go to your wife who's complaining about being tired, and now you're looking for other forms of sex, but you'd at least go ask her if she's willing to do it. You're like, hey, you want a pork? The romance is gone, and you're probably not giving to the relationship as much as you would because you have your go-to, which is porn.
Mm.
Yeah, you just dig into your sex. Now you sort of isolate. Now you don't even need another person.
But as a guy...
I'm like that, and I don't even watch that much porn.
Yeah, but as a guy, I mean...
hey, you want a pork?
You always have porn in your head. Do you even have to go on a computer and look at it? I mean, I can close my eyes right now and think of the nastiest scene that I've ever seen. Now it's in my head right now, and my eyes are closed, and I can pleasure myself to that scene. Why do I have to actually go physically to a computer?
You're a creative person with a creative mind. You can actually think of stuff.
But guys,
not everyone is creative like that. Some people are very visual.
Or there's stuff you haven't thought of yet.
The newest thing.
And stuff maybe that you would never even attempt to ask your wife to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's that woman that you want to keep the mother of your children.
I guess.
So you don't want to ask her to do that. So you go in there and watch it on, pretend she's there.
So if your wife, I mean, isn't that a great argument that Frank just said? You would never want to defile her like that. Honey, I would never want you to do this. Yeah, I have a sexual turn on about it, but I would never put you there. I'm sparing you this part of my sexual fantasy life. Let me get my kicks with me and this computer screen over here, and I'll never make you stoop to that level. You should thank me for this. Yeah. Get on your knees and thank me for not making you do what I'm looking at over here.
Well, I would, but I'm tired. I've been working all day. I'm so busy.
I got an email here from Girl Pickle saying, what if you're hot and your husband still looks at porn and likes barely legal porn, like the girls look 18 or barely legal 17?
Uh-oh.
And you're hot.
That's not a good sign.
Well,
how's that not a good sign?
Well, but because
you can't be 18 again.
Exactly. You, the woman that's with that guy, you can't compete with that. If it's women that are, you know, of adult age or your age, it's fine. But that's something his mind is going in a place where you're never going to be again. You could lose that guy. He may really, really want a younger woman, a lot younger than you.
Every guy wants a younger woman.
Yeah, but that's a lot younger. That's a whole different attraction there.
Every guy wants a woman who's a lot younger.
But then, really?
But
depending on how old you
are, legal,
if I'm 90, I've got a woman who's 60. Hell yeah, she's a lot younger than me.
But high school chicks, isn't that barely legal? Is like 18.
Well, here's where I might agree with you, Frank, and that every guy might want a younger girl on his arm because you're like, damn, look at that. But have you ever had an older woman in bed? I mean, older woman.
Yeah.
You have
sex with old women.
Oh, I didn't know
how
that.
Old.
So I'm saying maybe, you don't want an old woman on your arm, but you want an older lady in bed.
23?
Well, when you were 12, I guess that makes you old.
I'm saying, I get I want a younger girl on my arm to take around
in bed.
Here
it is. The younger woman, you know, barely legal porn.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yes, every guy finds that woman attractive. Do we want to end up with her? No.
No.
Like Frosty says, you're not... There's nothing there with an 18-year-old woman besides sex.
Right.
Or a girl 19, 20, 21, 22. It's just sex. There's no way you'd want to pursue a relationship with a woman that age. So that's what it's all about. It's just about sex.
Mm-hmm.
We find those women attractive. Your high point probably was maybe at 18, 19, 20, that age. So you can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
If I came home and you were online and you had the porn scene on there with a guy who was 20 years old and totally ripped and... Would I be pissed? No, it's an attractive guy, and obviously you'll be attracted to that.
You wouldn't say, you couldn't wait for me to get home?
Do you want to pursue a relationship with that dude?
Yes. I know. Of course, I know.
No,
exactly.
You don't.
Right.
Look, I don't think the woman should be threatened by his barely legal 18-year-old chicks he's got on screen. But if you approach a certain age as a couple, if you're married, and I don't know what the age is, it's all relative to who you are, but let's say you're old enough where he shouldn't be thinking that young. Maybe that could be your daughter or your granddaughter. You're, 50 or 45 or 54. At some point...
Why can't I think like that?
If she catches some guy who's in his 50s...
I'm with Frosty on
looking at 17, 18-year-old... Well, 18-year-old. 18-year-old chicks, it's like... She can't compete with that, and that's almost wrong at that point.
If you have a kid that age...
He's not a pedophile, but where his sexual desire is, is so young on the scale, and he's so way beyond that. It implies
that in 10 years, my daughter will be 21 years old. All right, now relax, Hellas. But I'll be 48.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't date a 20-year-old because my daughter's 21?
Yeah, but that's probably towards the end of that acceptability.
Do you
yes.
think your daughter would be okay with that?
Hell no. I mean,
well, exactly.
But I've dated women who were younger than my little sister, and that grossed her out. She's like, I can't believe you're dating somebody younger than me.
Yeah, see, that's just it. That's when you have a kid that's the age of the person you're banging. It's a little odd.
Frank, if you're 48.
Guys can do that, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you're 48 and married, and you have a wife your age that's flirting with 50 years old, okay, that should tell your wife you want women your age. Your generation, that's even though she's getting older, that's cool. You still like women you guys' age. Now, if she finds you really enjoying women who are that young, 18-year-old women, that's really what you're into. You're really not into your wife now.
Well, if I'm watching porno, how much porno has a 50-year-old woman as the star?
How can your brain...
I mean, any porno I watch is eventually going to be younger women.
How can your brain like both? Seems like that's something you're eventually going to grow out of.
How can I like both? Don't you
think,
women.
Don't you think Grandpa Frank loves Grandma even though she's old? He still likes women
Does
his old age.
Does he watch Grandma porn?
But he still flirts with all the women at the old folks' home.
But
he doesn't
also,
go down to high school.
No, but I've had plenty of old...
But I guarantee if he learned how to get on the internet, he'd be watching young girl porn.
Do you think when Grandpa is...
Or just normal.
Porn.
Well, I could be wrong about this, but I'm guessing if your Grandpa is masturbating, he's not thinking of an 18-year-old high school senior.
Sure he is.
He's thinking of someone close to his age.
No, he's not. Mm-mm. You're insane.
Didn't say I wasn't.
Well, it's
now you're annoying.
insane and annoying.
But you know these old guys that are always flirting with all the old women in the nursing home? I figured they were kind of into that now.
And I don't think that kind of thing grows.
Those are options you have.
Right.
I'm in an old folks home, and I'm there. I'm going to have sex with the women who are there. And I guarantee everyone's grandkid who comes by, I'm still going to flirt with.
Okay.
It's sort of like when people are in prison. Well, on the outside, am I banging a guy? No, probably not.
Yeah,
but
I'm prison gay.
But I'm in prison, so,
prison
well,
gay.
These are my options. Yeah.
I have you so know much, you'd be prison gay.
I have so much to learn about sex in prison.
And families and space travel.
888-520-9710. Anthony in Redlands.
Hey, Trips, how you doing?
Your water table.
Stop it.
Mike Army.
What's up, Anthony?
Not much. I got a question, and maybe you guys can give me an answer. Just a little situation of mine. I'm married. I'm my wife. Known her for about 10 years. Been married for about 1 year. And just recently, I'd say within the last year, we do have a 2-year-old, and I'm trying my best. Keep her at home. That way she could, you know, raise our child. And you
so
know,
stay
no,
with
no
you
one,
for
no,
your amazing
no, no.
personality.
So what's your question, Anthony?
As far as, like, in the bedroom and stuff, I work 10 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. She's at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm expected to do everything in the bedroom, and she doesn't want to. And
so you always have to ask. She never asks you to go to the bedroom.
Yeah, well, she does, but I'm the laborer, and that's it. So I don't know what to do.
So you mean though she's on her back, just laying
queen.
There, and you got to get in all these crazy positions?
Pretty much.
And you're tired.
Yes, I have a very physical job too. She knows that.
Have you told her this? Have you said I'd like for you to?
Many discussions, and all that happens is we both get stubborn and no activity for weeks.
So you're both bottoms.
Pretty much.
I would think that if you're in love with someone you're married to, you would want the other side to be happy. And if you've said, I'm not happy with such and such, she should want to make you happy. If she doesn't, she's not in love with you.
No, you're going way too far with this. This is two people who want to be lazy and be the bottom during sex, right? Because not so lazy because you're not tired all day. She has a long day with a 2-year-old. You have a long day digging ditches, whatever you do. And you get home, and both of you want to be the bottom. So you're both getting, you both want to have sex, and the argument is about who's going to be on the bottom, and you're saying that she doesn't love you anymore? No, I mean, there's love there. It's just,
You do me.
It's like, I was on bottom last night. You'd be on bottom tonight. I mean, whatever.
So when you say on the bottom, do you mean on the bottom?
There's times where I'll say, okay, you know what? I'm going to make that valiant effort, and, I'll put all my, everything into it, and then a few times later on, still, she's being the selfish one still, and I'm still doing all the work.
Then here's what I'd say, Anthony. I'd say her to her this. Look, I need, you know, we need to mix it up, like Frank just said, you know. Mix it up. You are a bottom one night, I'm a bottom the next night. And if she's not into that, then say, this is a major problem. I need you to show me that you actually give a damn about me.
Yeah.
How about you put it like, you write down what you want. Like, each of you write down three things and what you want in bed that night.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great for each of you. You put it in a hat, and you each draw out one. That's what you have to do that night to each other.
I like it.
I think it should be in a bag, but...
A velvet bag, like Crown Royal sack? And then you reach in and grab one out. She might grab two of yours. You might grab two of hers. But
right.
There's always the chance that you're going to win.
And it keeps it fun and exciting.
And you know, can't really blame the other person for not wanting to be the top because they pulled, oh, I'm the top this time. Damn it.
That's
then once they get into it, they're into it.
Right.
Yeah. All
That's
right.
Actually brilliant.
Try that, Anthony.
All right. Well, I'll give it a try. Thanks, guys.
I'm going to give you a prize, too, so maybe you can woo her with this. I'm going to give you a 97.1 Rockin' Pasta giveaway. It's a pair of tickets to experience Hendrix at the Greek Theater November 2nd and a $50 gift certificate to Louisa's Trattoria.
Mm.
All right.
Experience their park and dine shuttle service, and you can visit Louisa's.com for more info. Go check out the restaurant, all right?
What if the fourth piece of paper, and hence fourth mentioned pre-talked about bag, said, no sex at all tonight?
Well, someone could write that down if they didn't want to have sex that night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And you can write that down three times.
No, I guess that's true.
No, that's the rule.
Three things you do, and no sex, no sex, no sex. There's a better chance you're not going to have sex. Bradley here, listening online in Minnesota, has a good point. Because the story in the news about the porn and pastries, the anti-porn thing going around that this particular church is doing, said that the woman involved said that it gives the guys a wrong sense of what's reality as far as, like, the girls look good, they never say no, they're always loud, and blah, blah, blah. Well, Brad brings up a good point, too, saying, doesn't that, like, movies like The Knights of Rodanthe give unrealistic ideas to women?
And soap operas do the same thing.
And all
thing.
That crazy stuff. The soap operas, they're watching all day, and you get home, and you're not, River Brookfield.
I'm just kidding.
That's a soap opera name. I don't know if it's real. It probably is. I'm River Brookfield.
I want
you to make love to me.
Or lighting candles in the middle of the day. I'm bringing home flowers.
Don't people with any
I'll
sort
put
of
a kiss to bed. You get ready. I'm River Brookfield.
Who else does he sound like?
These were the days of our lives. Batman.
Batman. Yeah, you're doing
Christian
Bale. I do
sound like
Bale.
Batman a lot now.
Mm.
Anyone with a brain knows that
I'll have to kill you now. You figured out my secret identity.
You turn the television on or you go to the movies for escape. It's not real. It's fantasy. Everyone knows that.
But
doesn't everyone know that real life does not mirror the fancy, perfect love affairs you see on the big screen? That's why it's called escapism.
Well,
it
I have a friend who would watch movies and he would want to be whatever the movie. At the end of the movie, he goes to see Backdraft. He wants to go to the Fire Academy. He sees Top Gun. He wants to go to the Naval Flight School. I mean, he's just everything he sees. He's so influenced by that. So in a way, he's all like women. Women hear Alanis Morissette, "You Ought to Know."
Right.
And they're like, "That's my anthem," and "You Ought to Know." And they just jump on crap like that and expect you to live this dreamland. And if you don't stick to their script, that's when they get pissed. It's like, I don't have the script.
Well,
this is life. This is not, you
improv.
Know. Well, you were supposed to say this.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to say what? You already had this conversation? You've already had this.
Suck.
You've already been to the table read and with the run through. And
she's already blocked out everything.
Could you block me? Where am I supposed to be standing in the kitchen when you tell
there,
me I'm such an a-hole?
Over by the door. Because you had just come in.
Am I leaning on the door like I don't care?
No, you're standing up straight and still have your bag over your shoulder.
Honey, this is unscripted. It's real life. It's like a reality show. It's true. It's not edited together to tell a story. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
97.1 FM Talk. Stick around for Danny Bonaducci, top of the hour. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
We got an email from Dina. She has the exact opposite problem that the last emailer had, saying that her husband only watches barely legal porn. Should she be worried about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dina has the opposite problem. Her husband only watches barely alive porn.
Oh, my.
It's the elder porn that he's into.
Mm.
So would you rather be with Heidi, the guy who's watching 18-year-olds,
yeah,
or the guy who's watching 80-year-olds?
I think I'd rather be with the 80-year-old guy.
The guy who's, he's not 80,
he's watching.
He's into 80-year-old women.
Well, because I think that after
really?
That's
good. Gross me out.
No, but by the time he sees my naked ass in bed, I look good.
Well, obviously, it does nothing for him because he likes old wrinkled.
Well, but then either that could be said either way. I don't look like an 18-year-old either, but I would rather compete with an 80-year-old woman, you know, liver spots and loose, wrinkly skin. By the time he comes to the bedroom, I'm like, hey, you do, I look...
No, I think one's more accepted is like, okay, he's a guy, and he's got that mind, and he's going to be after the young girls. He's in there, and he's watching elder porn?
That's a kink. That's almost a perversion.
And you'd rather be with him?
Hmm.
It's not normal.
Well, it's better than the guy that likes to watch the grandma with the 17-year-old in lesbian porn.
Oh, now we're talking.
See? Mm-mm. Like, he loves to see an old woman defiling a young woman.
Yeah.
In lesbian porn.
Do they have that?
I don't know. They should, though, right?
Mm. Can I include an alpaca so I can be into it?
Alpaca fudge.
That's the name of it?
Yes. We've never been happier.
You know, not to overthink it. But I'd be worried if she catches him watching porn and what the porn he's watching is old ladies. I'd be worried that he has violent tendencies against helpless, frail people. You know what I'm saying? It implies he's one of
these... What's he doing to them?
Yeah, violent tendencies. But I mean, love to them.
But you're not supposed to have sex with old ladies, nor are you supposed to, you know, rape them or rob them or mug them or punch them in the nose. You're supposed to give them respect. They're old, sweet biddies.
But old ladies like having sex. They else they wouldn't be in the porno.
Yeah, but when you're an old guy, I can understand you being into old women. But if you're a middle-aged guy or a young guy, why would you be into old women unless you have something wrong with your brain? You'll be there someday.
Mm-hmm.
You were young, so I can understand you being into young. You were
that. I
think
it's the same thing.
But you're not
thing.
Old, so it's, why would you...
I think it's the same thing. It's being that big, strong. There's something about, like, I can... Mm, I can
it's way beyond that.
I can power, overpower you.
It's the mother fantasy, the grandmother fantasy.
Mm.
It's Freudian.
Yeah, there's a psychological defect there.
The graduate type of thing.
Way back from the graduate.
Well, but too extreme. Well, but he was
what? She was like 40 and he was 18. We're talking like
82 and 18. Well, okay, so it's 20 years.
And if he was raised by his grandmother, say his mother was, you know, gone and mm-hmm. grandma raised you, wouldn't you have that Freudian thing for your grandma instead of your mother?
Yeah, or maybe your grandma had a friend or two over who looked at you a certain way and something triggered inside your body.
Did your grandma look like Estelle Getty?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody,
was that
and here's to you, yeah. Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Flat.
Ho, ho, ho. I know. Got to work on that.
No.
Why'd you go flat there?
I don't know. I just missed a note.
Oh, Daddy.
Can we take it again?
You're really losing it.
You are. He just doesn't give a damn anymore.
I do. I just did think I did it wrong.
You don't care. Just admit it. Own it. You don't give a crap.
Okay, I'm over it. Jen in Long Beach, hello.
Hello. Love you guys.
Love you too, Jen.
I was just thinking about grandmas and porn, and it made me remember something my grandma actually told me about aging. She was saying that, you know, she gets older, her body is obviously changing, but she was telling me that the people that we are, you're the same person inside, so you still have your eye out for that young person, you know, like your body changes, but your brain's the same inside, so... You know.
And I think that's what's so tough is that, you know, it's like when you see older people, their spirit is you still want that. You're in your head,
yeah.
You want this, but you're an old person, you can't do it. And that's the sad part, that you don't, you're in your mind, you don't grow.
But
really.
Jen's wrinkly old grandma, assuming grandpa's still around and he's old, gray, and wrinkly himself, she's still attracted to him, even though he looks like that, and he's attracted to her.
Yeah,
I understand them also being attracted to the younger, but they can be attracted to their own age as well.
But that's because you're adding in love. It's like I'll talk to my mom who's 65, and she doesn't point out other 65-year-old men who goes, ooh, my mom will look at like the young, like some actress will go, oh boy, if I was 40 years younger. I mean, she's still looking, you know what I mean? Like in her head, she's not going, doesn't call
who's
me
she pick up?
About 60.
Who's your mom with a bone?
My mom loves Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos. She loves him. She loves John Stamos. And, who the hell's the other one?
Your dad's the furthest thing from dark hair and dark skin.
I know. My dad's blonde and blue-eyed like me. But she loves the dark-haired...
She picked the exact opposite of your father.
I know. Think they have problems?
I think you're adopted.
Yeah, whatever. What a mess.
Who's your mom with a bone, Frosty?
I don't think anyone in my family bones anyone. I don't think
she's never said like
no,
actor or singer.
Frank.
She's like every time that guy comes on the screen, she's always says some comment that you know she wants to bone that dude.
Look, unlike you, river rats from the other side of the river, we don't talk about sex in my family.
Well,
nor do we
here,
have it.
You got here somehow. It wasn't by osmosis.
Spores. It was a spore. No, we don't talk
so
about
much.
That in my family. It's one of those.
Spores produce fun guys, and you're for the same thing.
Oh, wow. Leave now.
Brian Frosty, how do you bring Danny Bonaducci coming up next? So stick around.
97.1 FM Talk.